from KQED.
Memorial Day weekend is upon us, and in addition to remembering and honoring those who died in war, it means road trips, backyard barbecues, baseball games, and more. It's also the unofficial start of summer, and for some teens and young adults comes the hope, or dread, of finding a summer job. In the San Francisco Bay Area, where the unemployment rate is 17% for people between the ages of 16 and 24, the jobs are looking for them.
Want to update your status? Get a summer job today. Thousands of jobs available for 16 to 24-year-olds at places like Old Navy, Bank of America, and more. Text JOBS at 50555 now.
That public service announcement is being heard on radio stations here. The city is setting a goal of finding 4,000 public sector and 2,000 private sector summer jobs and internships for young folks this summer.
So my name is Tomas Shake. I'm 18 years old.
Tomas Shake was one of those summer interns last year after graduating from high school. He was born in Karachi, Pakistan, and came here with his family when he was 4. Tomas remembers his first thoughts when his parents told him he had to find work for the summer.
I have no experience. How am I supposed to get a job, you know?
Shake was interviewed by Virginia Mead, office manager at the Bohan Company. She's hired as many as 7 interns at a time for this fairly small office that serves apartment building owners and homeowners associations.
What do you look for in an intern?
Somebody's listening. Being teachable is a unique quality. And he was totally in the moment. He's right there listening and realizing the opportunity that he has. It's not just a place that he's parked himself.
This week, about a year after last year's summer internship ended, Tomas Shake is parked here, wearing a crisp white shirt, sitting in his own cubicle.
I take bank statements. I go to our accounting software. You know, I reconcile the banks. You know, all. You know, this is accounting 101. So, you know, I'm learning as I'm going.
The day his internship ended last year, the Bohan Company offered Tomas a job.
Immediately, I said, okay, you know, I'm going to take this opportunity. I'm going to see what it offers me. And I get to work in the Embarcadero, you know, suit up a little bit, have a little cubicle. So it's not bad, you know, for an 18-year-old, come on.
The best kinds of summer jobs can put young people in touch with adults who mentor them, people like Virginia Mead.
I told him, no matter if you want to be an accountant or not, whatever you learn here will be a basis for wherever you go next. So take it seriously.
This program, it's called Summer Jobs Plus, is part of the Obama administration's goal of reaching out to young people from low-income families and underserved communities. Here, it's a partnership between the City of San Francisco and United Way of the Bay Area. Matt Poland runs the private sector portion of it. Part of his job is making sure the young people are what he calls work-ready, a trait he says is somewhat subjective and nuanced.
But some of the basics are having a resume that's presentable, being able to answer interview questions, being able to show interest and motivation to work, knowing how to dress, knowing how to interact in an interview, and filling out a job application too online, which can be tricky.
All these summer jobs pay either the minimum wage of $10.55 an hour or a stipend.
How do you ensure that it's not a make work job or a dead end job or something that's not going to be of use to them once they leave?
We do make sure we've vetted the employer, talked to them a little bit about what kind of jobs they're offering. We are selective in trying to find opportunities that the young people can learn from.
This being San Francisco, there are some unusual opportunities, like ones with the organization putting on this year's America's Cup. Some of the more popular jobs, Poland says, are ones with companies young people know: Starbucks, Nike Town, Ghirardelli, and Airbnb.
The intent of Summer Jobs Plus is really to start building a system that better aligns workforce and education. And so reinforcing their education with learning on the job so they understand their education, and then also knowing that education is vital to getting a job and getting a self-sustaining wage and that sort of thing.
And summer internships can also be a gateway into something better. Just ask Tomas Shake.
And what do you think you learned at the internship?
It basically inspired me to, you know, go viral, you know, that I have opportunity to become something, you know. It opened doors for me.
Tomas is now a freshman at San Francisco State, majoring in computer engineering with a minor in accounting.